Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAviga on the Rural Radio Network, and joining us is Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board, Royce Shaneman. Royce, we're talking about some trade teams from Taiwan and the Philippines coming to Nebraska coming up. First of all, tell us a little bit more about the importance of these trade teams visiting the state.
Sure. When these trade teams come to Nebraska, it's our chance to tell our story, show them how wheat is grown, how wheat is handled, how it's graded, how it's shipped, and it also gives us a chance to connect with our buyers and build that relationship with them and build a trust, a camaraderie, so they're really beneficial for us to meet those customers from overseas that we don't see very often and really show them what we do here.
Excellent. All right. So the group from Taiwan, it sounds like they're going to be here around June 15th. What will this group of people be doing?
Well, the group from Taiwan is a executive milling team. So they'll have representatives from some of the larger milling companies and good customers of U.S. wheat. So when we take them around, some of the things that they really wanted to see were farm tours and farm visits. So we're going to visit Mark Noble's farm in Fairbury, Nebraska. He's also a certified seed producer and can talk to him about the seed business as well as in general wheat production. They'll get to see farm equipment and then also grading of the crop is important to them. And we'll visit the Lincoln Inspection Service and go over the grain grading standards. And they'll actually walk through a sample and grade it for this team while they're there. And they'll be able to ask questions and interact. And then the other big stop that they wanted to see was the University of Nebraska's wheat breeding program, our variety test plots. Talk about different research and all the things that the university does in support of the wheat industry. So they'll get a whirlwind tour, but those are the main three points that they wanted to see while they were here.
Excellent. All right. So then shortly after that, a group from the Philippines will be coming to Nebraska the week of June 22nd. What will that trip look like? Are there any different aspects of that trip?
Actually, that group is very similar, just a different country. Again, you know, good customers of U.S. wheat, and they'll all be milling companies as well. It's interesting, the Philippines is one of our best buyers of U.S. wheat in general. However, they don't use a lot of hard red winter wheat, which is the main class of wheat that we grow in the state. So it's our chance to introduce them to hard red winter wheat, have some more in-depth discussions on how hard red winter wheat would fit into the products that they're milling and baking and consuming in the Philippines. And it's really our chance to try and sell them on hard red winter wheat and get them to be a customer of that wheat class as well. A lot of our similar, but we're going to put a lot more emphasis on how they can incorporate hard red winter wheat into the products that they're milling and consuming.
Absolutely. That was a good look at wheat demand, too, in those countries, I guess. Royce, what else is important to mention about these trade teams coming to visit Nebraska that we haven't touched on yet?
Well, it's nice to get the teams back into the state. You know, through the COVID years, we really haven't been able to host the teams like we normally do. We do get to interact with them through video conferences, but, you know, it's just not the same as that personal interaction. You know, being able to sit down and discuss issues over a meal, face-to-face, it's really a unique opportunity for us and our time to shine to our customers. And we take it very seriously, and we love to show off who we are, what we do, and that we try to provide the highest quality product for them because if they're successful, we're successful.
All right. That again is Roy Shaneman joining us. He's the executive director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. That'll do it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Alex Makovica, and you're listening to the Rural Radio Network.